Okay. Let's go with a public works meeting. Seeing public safety took a while. It's probably time to get started. Fred, you want to lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands.
Okay. Approval of the minutes of November 1st.
So moved.
Is there a second? We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, Todd, you're up.
Good morning, everyone. We're here to ask for some changes in the major equipment lists for purchasing of equipment this morning. We have some leftover money and some changes. We're going to delete plate tampers, jumping jacks, tampers, and we'd like to add 6 10-ton air jacks. And to the parks, we'd like to add a stump grinder attachment, 72-inch mower attachment, and the hydraulic flip-over option for those attachments for the mower deck.
Motion.
Is there a second? Second. Okay. Is there any questions?
Just one.
Yep.
Is this money coming out of the 21 budget or is this 22 money?
21.
21.
And this is going to be purchased in December at this point. You've already.
Yes, because it is available. That's one of the reasons we'd like to go after it. Next year, the equipment might not be available to us.
What is the stump grinder attached to?
It's a Vermeer, like a Steiner tractor, but it's a Vermeer model.
Okay.
And that'll be to go around to the parks and take care of the stumps so the pedestrians won't trip over.
So it's attached to a front loader?
It's a front machine. Or is it a
3-point hitch style?
It attaches to the front of the machine.
Okay.
That's where the mower is going to be used, though?
Yes, sir.
The tampers, you don't have any need for them now?
Jerry was able to secure, I think he got at least 2 or 3 from OGS, government surplus.
Oh, good.
I deleted jumping jacks years ago.
Not the same, Scott.
Would you outgrow it?
That's big guy, Scott. Jump, it's like a tamper.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
On the minor side, we'd like to delete the 3-inch water pump, which we did not need this year, and add a rock drill for the bridge shop. This will replace a 15-year-old drill. With all the flooding, it really worked it out this year, and they've been renting one.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
And the final for the top is transfer $40,000 from the surface treatments to the capital projects for highway shop renovations. We have some shops in need of some roof repairs and some door upgrades.
What's the surface treatments?
Chip seal.
Chip seal.
Money, I assume we didn't spend this year, right, Todd?
Because escalation stayed down, so we had surplus money.
Well, is this something that we can? The money that we're using for the other shop upgrades that we're doing,
ARPA.
Those are ARPA funds, right?
Yeah,
these would be minor upgrades.
Okay,
Kurt's referring to.
Correct, and because their surplus funds and road construction season is done, if you didn't transfer it to a capital project, then it just roll over into the general fund balance, which you certainly could do. But I know we did this last year, and Eric's crew, the mobile work crew, did a lot of roof repairs and those sort of things. So it's just more encumbering excess funds instead of letting it go into capital or into reserve.
So basically keeps the money in the highway department.
Motion.
I'll second it.
So this is stuff that wouldn't necessarily be covered by the ARPA funds contracts.
Well, right. So, like Scott said, it would be smaller projects that are not slated under the ARPA funds. Technically, you could use ARPA funds for it, but since it's a smaller project that in a lot of ways our crews can do, that it just sets money aside for materials and such.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? I mean, we're certainly not going to use it for surface treatment. So,
right.
Correct.
So, okay. No other questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to turn this over to Steve for the landfills. So if there's any questions, he can answer them directly.
Okay, Todd. You're on, Steve.
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited to be here. The first order of business we have for the landfill is we need to increase the tipping fee for outside transfer station garbage. We're currently at $33 a ton, and we need to increase that fee to $35 a ton. Operating costs have gone up quite considerably this year, and we don't see a release in them, and we've got the pending cell expansion next year. So it's been since 2018 or 16, approximately, since we did a price increase.
No.
Go ahead, Bob.
Is this for individuals bringing in and in county garbage companies, or is this garbage from outside our area?
This is all out of county garbage. It's coming in from permitted transfer stations that operate within, it's mostly regional waste. So we're getting it from Tompkins County and areas along that line, some in Gates and Schuyler. So we got some facilities, they have transfer stations that are bringing in to us. We currently do about, we're on track for about 34,000 tons this year of outside garbage. Or last year, we were 34,000. We're on track for 38,000 this year. And it'd be a good time to increase the rate for that. In addition to this, this rate increase goes along with our contract with Casella, which would we discuss at the next item.
Sure. Yeah, I've been wondering about these contracts, these ones and the municipal sludge and things like that. And I was wondering if with the landfill operating in the black, if they're still worth doing at this lower price point, and if we're estimating with our new cell expansions and whatnot that our cost for our space is going to be going up, and whether basically reevaluating these types of contracts. So I just wonder about your thoughts on that.
We are going to reevaluate all our prices across the board this coming up in January. This is a first step because our contract expires with Casella at the end of this month. So this is a step in getting them locked in at $35 a ton. If you recall, we were looking at flow control a few years ago. And one of the things that we came out of flow control discussions were that we secured contracts with organizations like Casella to bring in the extra garbage that's required, rather than mandating it and making everybody that generates it in the county bring it in. Yes.
It's only a $2 increase.
Yes.
Is that enough?
It's a starting point. We're focused on rate increases over the years. For this one here, we're going to lock in for 3 years, would be what we're looking at. It just guarantees that we have the waste coming in to keep our capacity up and help with the cash flow. We account for all our disposal through the actual tipping fees that we have. So anything we bring in above that incrementally and guarantee the garbage coming in from larger, farther distances goes more towards our bottom line. With that, we don't handle any of the recycling or any administrative stuff that we have to deal with that, just strictly disposal.
Does this keep us in in a comparative mode with other competing counties?
Yes. Yes.
We're not going to price ourselves out.
No. Actually, we've always been on a little higher side compared to the private merchant facilities. But we've managed to keep the waste coming in. We're not high, so far off the beat that we don't receive the waste. So we have an attractive price, but we're not getting inundated with garbage either.
John?
So this is basically from garbage outside the county. It has nothing to do with our transfer stations.
Correct.
Okay.
Not this time. So, correct.
Yeah. You just need to clarify that.
So. Yeah, we'll look at that next month.
As long as I've got the floor here. Well, and I've noticed that a number of contractors that are bringing in garbage to be transferred to Bath, these trailers are getting bigger and bigger to the point where all we're doing is saving them money from the transportation fee. I think that really needs to be looked at.
Correct. And we've been looking at that and trying to target who our haulers are and get them moving out of our facilities if we can.
Okay. My only question is, if we're going to look at in-county garbage rates next month, is this maybe premature so we can see how we're going to treat our locals compared to this? Or is
No, we don't feel it's premature because we've got an idea where we need to be for next month. So that was all built. This number was built into that evaluation.
He also said the Casella contract is expiring, needs to be renewed. That's why this one is on for today.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Yeah. I mean, at 38,000 ton, it's $80,000 additional money.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. My preference would be to do just like a 1 year while we're looking back at this stuff, but I'm not going to do something against your advice. It's going to kill off the contract with Casella either.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion?
Is most of the garbage that comes in through this program, is it the type that creates the methane?
Yes.
It's not C&D.
No, it's not C&D. It's mixed. Regular household. Municipal household, okay. Institutional Vipers. Waste. Yeah. There's good quality garbage and bad.
Okay. Is there any other questions? I don't want everybody the opportunity. If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The second item is our agreement, which I mentioned earlier with Casella for 20,000 tons per year. The contract does expire at the end of this month. We've been back and forth with them. Currently, we had a five-year contract, not knowing where markets and stuff are going for too far out in the future. We've settled on a three-year contract with 2 one-year extensions if both parties are mutually agree to that. So that price would hold. After the three-year mark, we could take a better look. So we'd like to renew that contract. We're currently trying to get our new cell permitted for construction and stuff. So we're dealing with DEC on that. Hopefully we'll get some fruition here at some point. But with that, we'll see at that point, once we get the expansions in around that 2-3 year mark, we'll have a better gauge on where we're sitting as a landfill for capacities.
Now, this new cell, we get a new permit, correct?
Correct.
In the new permit, you're going to have the option of what we talked about earlier there. That we force the garbage to come in.
Oh, flow control?
Flow control, excuse me. Yeah. Will that be in the new permit?
No. I don't believe it is. Well,
that's separate from the permit.
That's separate from the permit.
The permit just lets us accept garbage there.
Okay. Because I thought it had to be tied to the permit. It had to be in.
We have it tied into our local solid waste management plan that we have on file with the state.
I just didn't want to lose that option. Not that I want to implement it. I just don't want to lose that option.
Yep. How we get the garbage in doesn't affect the permit. That's more of the guidance of the local solid waste management plan how we do that.
But that has to be updated every so often, doesn't
it? We just went through an update this month. We should be hearing back that everything's in good order.
But flow control's in that.
Flow control's in that.
Yeah. I'm not promoting to use it, but I just Correct. Like to keep that arrow in the
keep all the tools in the toolbox.
Right. Yep. All right. We have a motion and a second. No, we don't have.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Yep, that was the last one. We do have a motion and a second at this time to enter into this agreement with Casello. Yes.
I have a question because I don't really know garbage. If you didn't do this, where would they go?
They would go to other facilities that are around us. They have Ontario, Highland, and Elgin. Yeah, which they normally do. They don't mind doing the distance to their own facilities. So it actually helps the more of the regional local businesses that have the transfer stations across our border than it does the larger integrated companies.
This lease guarantees us a revenue flow. Yeah. Yep. Okay. If any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
All right. Next item. We evaluated here towards the end of the year. We looked at our post-closure account where we have funding in the capital side of the post-closure account. And it looks like we're about $150,000 under what we estimated. So we need to move from our major equipment and minor equipment line items, $150,805.82. Major and minor equipment has been purchased for the year. So this is a surplus, and we're going to put the money into the post-closure account for the finance department.
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Any other questions? Just basically. One. Yep. Eric?
Oh, I just wanted to make the comment that I still think that we should be looking at these funds to basically borrow from and maybe pay interest to or something when the county borrows money. Because we have all this money sitting there for closure of the landfill that we can't access. And I think it could save us interest money over the long haul.
I think we looked at that and that didn't pan out.
Yeah, I believe finance department looked at that with Jack, I believe, last year sometime.
It was one of the questions I had sitting out there, and it really isn't set up for counties to do that.
Yeah, it was a comptroller state finance issue that there appeared to have been, from what we were told, prohibitions against it.
I think they were probably afraid you'd never get the money back there.
Yeah. One other question. As far as the money that's being transferred through the closure, how did we get a shortfall in that? Isn't that normally budgeted?
It's budgeted, and we base it off the estimates. And then when we get into how much waste we then consume,
okay.
Our consumption's up 15,000-20,000 tons this year. And so
it's actually based on the life of the cell sitting
there. Yes, yes. And what's consumed on an annual basis.
Thank you.
So basically, we just put this money in an account, and someday we'll spend it monitoring the dump.
Which we're using a lot of that now to pay for the leachate treatment and stuff that we're doing for our own facilities and stuff. So that's all part of the post-closure work right. That we do.
That's part of it.
Bob?
Yes.
Was your consumption up partly due because of the flooding that occurred this year?
That's probably going to be some of it. And just with the shutdowns and stuff that had been going on over with the pandemic, it was just a lot of municipal garbage moving in that we normally didn't see, residential garbage from remodeling and a lot of that type of work going on. A lot of industrial, there's some increase in the industrial waste that's being generated as well.
Industrial waste doesn't usually create any gas, does it?
Not from our industries, no. We're pretty inorganic around here.
Okay. Do we have a motion and a second?
Yep.
We do. We have a motion and a second on this. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then the final transfer is for moving money out of, again, the minor, major equipment line items and computer line items. Again, we're done with our purchases, and we need to move the balance of that money into our contractuals to into our parts and repairs budget to handle our equipment repairs and utilize in other areas within our budget if necessary, but it's mostly our parts and repairs.
So this work is going to be done in December?
This work's being done right now, yeah. So we're going to have the money down there to pay the bills going forward here at the end of this month in January. I'll
second it. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That's all I have for you today.
Okay.
Thank you.
The bids? Is that?
Yes, sir.
That's what I got next, Todd.
Yep. Do you want me to go over them all, or do you want one by one?
Let's go over. Well, let's go over them one by one. Just there's only three or four.
There's only four. Okay. Extension of the oxygen and acetylene. This will be the last contract term that we can extend it.
Are those prices good?
Yes. They're the same as last year.
Is there an increase or the same as last year? Same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Opposed? None. Okay, the next one's what? Utility permit?
Yes. We recommend TUQC Consulting from Jasper, New York. He came in at low bid. This is actually Eric Prutzman's company, who is retired from our facility, and he handled this work when he was employed with us, so he knows exactly what we're doing. Vince projected the yearly output at around $18,000 in discussions before, so we're basing it off from that and hoping to backfill a engineering aid position to learn this trade, so that we can move forward with our personnel.
Okay.
I'll move it.
A second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, Ryan. The address in Jasper references drawer 8.
How many drawers do they have there?
We got 10. I don't know.
That might be a question for Mr. Potter.
That seems to be a unique thing with the Jasper Post Office. No, they have drawers instead of P.O. boxes. You want me to check their drawers?
Okay. Next is
next will trucks. Be your 10-wheel dump trucks. We'd recommend.
Are these the regular plow trucks?
Yes, this is fully equipped plow trucks.
Okay. Now, this isn't the big ones we have that haul gravel and stuff, though.
No, these are not the triaxles. These are the tandem.
Okay.
What do you mean by fully equipped?
Plows, wings. It's not a cabin chassis. This is a full package.
New plow comes on it. The tower for the wing.
Yep, side dump sander box. So it's ready. When it hits the ground, it's ready to go to work.
Are these stainless steel boxes?
Yes.
Okay.
We recommend buying four with the standard transmissions at $1,132,224.
Motion.
Unfortunately, these will not be in service until late 2023, first quarter of 2024.
Takes that long to get them.
They were not purchased last year either, so our trucks are experiencing some extra repair cost because our normal rotation is out of balance now, and with the industry the way it is, everybody's facing the same scenario. Trucks are approximately 24 months out from time of purchase. Townships, state, everybody is in the same situation.
It's interesting that there was only one bidder, Utica General.
Yeah, I expected Kenworth to be in, but they elected not to, I guess.
Hmm.
Gary?
I thought we was talking about changing over to automatics to be safer for the newer drivers. So we got a different thought.
I have a different thought because I plowed snow for years.
Yeah.
For the cost difference, and it's 1.192 million for automatics. Our driver should be able to shift a truck. When you're in the plow scenario, you usually are locked into a gear. For the most of the time, you might downshift to climb the hill. We're low speed. I don't really see a need for an automatic, personally. You guys used them for years and years and years beforehand. I feel that for the cost savings to the county, it's better for us to go to the standard transmissions.
Yeah, but can I go on?
Sure.
But the new boys on the street don't have the experience that we had when coming, growing up, and so on and so forth. And a lot of them, as you know, aren't shifters.
I agree with that. They will not be in the seats of these trucks.
Man up.
The accidents that we've had the last couple have been ones that have missed gears or on hills and not able to shift properly.
And I agree with that, but they will not be in the seats of these trucks. These are going to be your senior operators, and then they'll be working down. And I understand you still do have a vast majority of your trucks are standard shift. So a new employee wouldn't get a brand new truck anyways.
Right.
So they're going to have to be into a standard shift transmission because they're going to take the older fleet. I would never put a brand new driver in a brand new truck.
No, right. So, definitely.
But they're going to get them to
eventually, but they would learn on the old equipment. Then eventually they'd move up and they'd be probably a 10-year seasoned veteran or more before they would receive a new truck in their lifetime.
Yeah.
So it seems to me when we had this discussion about standard versus automatics, that there was some reference to repairs, one versus the other. And it seemed to me that the automatics are less costly to repair than the standard. But it just popped into my mind that happened at one point. But
if you feel that it's worth the money to go with automatic, either truck will work perfectly for the county. I was looking at the cost savings.
It's actually 5% more.
Yeah. I'm from the school of, I grew up, and when I learned on standard. So I'm more comfortable in a standard shift truck personally. So
up to the committee,
that's absolutely, if you guys want to pay the extra money.
I can tell you from my experience, the guys that I know in my township, the drivers would rather have standard. I mean, from the ones that I deal with, they prefer it. Todd, you might not even know the answer to this question. I don't know if anybody here does, but when we hire someone with a Class B to work for us, do they have to have the standard shift endorsement? Because now it's on your license if you took your road test in an automatic or a standard.
You are correct. And if we hired a automatic restricted license, they are stuck to an automatic truck only. They cannot cross over unless they retake the test. And
so we probably don't even hire them because 99% of the stuff is standard.
In the hiring process, if there was two candidates that were the same levels, the standard would be the preference because they can go into any piece of equipment at any time.
Can I assume that the person tested on the standard and had that certification can also drive an automatic?
Yes, they can.
Any other questions?
I'll make the motion.
The motion to buy a standard trucks?
I'll second that.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Last bid is for safety training, hands-on chainsaw, Forest Applications Training Incorporated out of Rome, Georgia, gave us a bid for 3 years covering 2022, 2023, 2024. You guys have used this program in the past, most recently up to 2018. Very successful. Even the senior workers that have had a lot of chainsaw experience, feedback was they learned a lot from the program. There'll be 24 slots throughout Public Works Department. We're figuring 9 shop supervisors, 12 regular MEO workers, and approximately 3 from the landfill.
Motion.
Second. Motion and second. I think it's a good program. Anytime you can keep from having an accident, the better off we are.
So is this in person or is it virtual?
In person training. It's all hands on. It'll be at the Bath landfill site with the instructor. All the guys get chainsaw time in their hands.
That way, if they lose a hand, they can go right into the new cell.
Jeez. We have, after that comment, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.
Mr. Ryan won't be having anything to do with running the course, correct? I just wanted to check on that.
I'll be stubby for nothing.
That's all I have for today for us. Okay. Thank you.
There was something he started to discuss last month, and that was Mr. Mullen brought it up, the cleaning of the streams and creek management.
If Parker didn't get here, did he? Wasn't he supposed to be here today?
Yeah, that's my fault. I apologize. I will have him if you want him at your next meeting or prior to your board meeting.
I'd say the meeting next month.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. I apologize.
Yeah. Don't want too much stuff before our first meeting. There might be some questions there.
I agree, because I think that conversation might take a while.
That's what I'm thinking too. So I'd rather have it do it during the regular Public Works meeting. That's my take on it.
Agreed.
Okay. We need to change the time of the January meeting.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
January 3rd at 11. We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. For our goals for this year, first one was to get a new bridge engineer. That failed to
we tried. Get
an individual because of basically of the state's rules on civil service law. Nobody's going to quit a job in 2 or 3 years later, take a test, and if you're not one of the top three, you don't end up getting a job. You jeopardized your livelihood and your family's income. So we couldn't secure anybody, and we hired an engineering firm for that. So we're covered. The second was, as I remember, is to get another bridge crew back on, and we put that in the budget. And I believe we're working at hiring people to get a second bridge crew. I'd say our most now immediate issue going forward is getting a new commissioner of public works. And that's in process. So any questions?
Mr. Nichols, was the upgrading of the shops part of our goals for this year?
I don't know. I can't remember. It might have been, but that was part of it. We had to come up with a couple, and that would have been number three or four. We had several on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we're proceeding with that.
Right.
That ARPA funds of what we did. It was first suggested that we were going to build 4 or 5 shops. And after Vince and Scotty and I took a tour, it's down to 2, right?
Yeah, we ran interference, so I guess we met that goal.
I'm thinking, yeah. I said
we met that goal. It was like being a referee.
That's why we didn't get invited to his retirement party, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, neither of us did.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited either.
Aaron crashed it.
Yeah, Aaron just crashed the party. But I didn't even know when it was, so I didn't have the opportunity to crash it. So anyway, but yeah, we went from, was it five or six? I don't know,
yeah.
Down to two. And those two, as we discussed in the past, are needed, especially the one there at Curtis. That shop is
yep. rough.
When are we going to do that?
It's part of the ARPA project.
Part of the ARPA project.
We going to be in place next year?
We hired.
They do the engineering, and then we put it out to bid. I doubt any construction would start until probably fourth quarter with timing, but maybe.
Yeah, it's you got to go through the process, and it's going to take time.
Yeah, we had our kickoff meeting just for information with LaBella and Worth on Friday, and LaBella is going to start programming the design essentially now. So they're starting to move.
Good. Good update, Jack. Anything else? John?
One of your goals was also a study of rental versus buying. That was completed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we purchased a one piece of machinery that will probably save us $400,000 or $500,000. So.
Over the life of it. Yep. Yep. There was really several goals in a department this size. There was quite a few projects that need to be looked at.
I have one other question.
Sure.
As far as retention and hiring new employees, are we having problems filling positions?
We are. The rates are.
Could you go up to the mic?
Yep.
We are having problems getting employees. Outside competition, Corning, Simmons, used to be Ingersoll Rand. Those guys are offering very high starting rates, very good benefit packages. So some of the people that hold CDLs aren't working in the industry anymore because there's better money out in the factory sector. We are getting a little bit of interest, and hopefully with the new studies coming down the line, I'm hoping things change a little bit and we will get some more applicants as we progress through the.
Are we going to be able to get through the snow season with what we have?
Your employees will be tired at the end if we have a hard year. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it could be a long year. Our backup force is thin. Every shop is fully staffed. But as you know, vacations, sick time, that stuff will play a factor. We do have some backup people at the bridge shop that are willing to travel, and they have been, and they will continue to do so. So we will get through this snow season. It would be nice to go back to a fuller staff, but if they're not applying, we can't hire them.
One of the things that I think we need to promote more is hiring that. Yeah, these other companies, they may pay more right today, but it's a 401k, not a defined benefit program that we have through state retirement. And I think that is a big plus if they plan on living a while.
It is tier six hurt, and it's nothing to do with anything the county did. It was a state,
right.
The state thresholds that turned. I'm a tier four. So after 10 years, you get extra benefits. Now these guys do not. So as they look at the retirement, it's not as lucrative as it used to be when we were getting in to the state program.
What do you think the number is that would be the right number to attract new employees, MEOs?
A quality MEO?
Yeah.
You're going to have to be pushing around the $20 mark for a seasoned dump truck, that comes from like a paving company or something that works seasonal that wants a full-time year-round job with benefits. You're going to have to be $18 to $20 to get them to even think about coming. 1486.
City of Corning had a job fair just for CDL licenses in end of October, I think. And most of the people, there were a lot of people that came, but most of them, I think, were looking to find information about getting a license rather than seasoned CDL drivers.
Townships right now, there's a lot of townships out there right now that are starting pay $19 to $20 an hour. So they're a lot of your competition too.
Yeah, and they're in the state retirement system.
Yes, sir. What
did the study That's say? Interesting because the county always was in the past has paid more than what the towns could.
Everybody wanted to be at the county at one point. Yes. And then the towns have progressed further ahead. And now a lot of the township jobs are, as far as benefit packages, are the same, but the pay scales above us.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
For contract negotiation.
Okay. Is there a motion to go in?
I had a personnel issue I wanted to discuss in there too.
Okay.
I'll make the motion for executive session.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're in executive session.